Well, with that said, I'm just grateful that our God is truly faithful, and I am going to move out of the way and allow our host to take the call from here. So I'll turn it over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Yes, yes. Thank you, my sister, Minister Kathy. Thank you for greeting us and seeing us this morning on this Faithful Friday, for truly every day we serve a faithful God. There's a song that says, faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. And how faithful is our God? I mean, we should know that all the time. Even when I heard Sister Amber say, even when we are faithless, our God is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For truly we serve a faithful and awesome God. So we bless God for each of you. We hope that each of you enjoyed your family and friends on Thanksgiving Day, on yesterday. And as I say, you know, we need to be thankful for God every single day, but it's a great opportunity when we're able to spend time with family and friends and reminisce on old stories and enjoy just the fellowship. You know, a lot of us went out to feed those who are less fortunate, you know, and can't even feed themselves. And, you know, a lot of us went to church and, you know, we did what we had to do. And what a spectacular day it was on yesterday. So I bless God for each of you who got up early this morning and chimed in and dialed in to the Master's call. And we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. So if you are in a cold place, just know that as you have dialed into this line this morning, that your soul and your spirit and your body will be warmed up by the time this call is over. Keep in mind that this is praise and prayer requests on Friday, so we will be taking those after the call is over. So if you would like to stay on the call once the regular call is over, then we invite you to do so at that time, and we'll go ahead and take your request at that time. So once again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And it is truly a blessing to be here on the Master's Call. And see, every day, Monday through Friday, we gather here on the Master's Call, where we seek first the Master and his righteousness. And we know that everything else he will add unto us. See, we seek his face here on the Master's Call. We seek his presence, we seek his power, and we seek his provision. And see, the Master's Call, God gave the vision to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon way back on October the 25th, 2010. And see, these women, their yes has allowed us to be here today. And so I thank God and I bless God for them that they accepted God's call. They obeyed his will, and they accepted what he had for them to do on the Master's Call. And see, the scripture reference that he gave them can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And see, when we dial into this call every day, we dial in because our lives, they are being enriched, they are being empowered, and they are being enhanced as believers as we begin our day. See, I don't know what I would do without the Master's Call, and I'm not going to get caught up in wondering what would happen, because every day I look forward to dialing into this call, because I'm telling you, there's some days when I don't even feel like getting up early here on the West Coast, but I get up and dial into this call, and I'm telling you, by the time I get off this call, I'm telling you, my soul is just pouring over. My soul is just rejoicing. So I don't know what I would do without the Master's Call. So I thank God for the Master's Call. I thank God for the founders. I thank God for each of you who dial in day by day, week by week, because some of the things that you guys say, truly, it stays in my mind, and it just brings me to another level in God. And I thank God that on the Master's Call, he's just taking us higher and higher and higher. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Amber, our anointed one, if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Amber, are you there? Go ahead and press star. Hello, are you there? Go ahead and press star 6 on your line.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, loud and clear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, praise God. I guess when you were unmuting me, I muted it. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Like Prophetess Kathy was saying about faithful and how God is so faithful to us. And through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed because his passions fail it not. They are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness unto us. The Lord is our portion, and we have our hope in him, according to Lamentations 3, 23 and 24. So, Heavenly Father, you are faithful. You have been faithful from the beginning of time to each and every one of us because of your love and compassion towards your people. And God, we thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, to the TMC call and each and every individual that gets on the call or gets on, Father God, the recorded call. God, however it's done, God, we know that you're touching the hearts and minds of your people and that you're surging us and tapping into us the things that we need to do for you and the kingdom. And so, God, we're ever so grateful for you, Daddy. We love on you. And we thank you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that the angels are already charged. The spiritual airways and highways and byways are hijacked for Jesus. And the portals of heaven have already been opened, Father God. And we thank you for the four watches of the night and this last watch as the angels are descending and ascending according to your word and watching over us. We thank you for the blood covering that was over us. We thank you for life and that more abundantly, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough, not just on Thanksgiving, but every single day that we think about you, we need to give you praise. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And again, we thank you for the TMC call and the founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and their faithfulness, Father God, that the call of the yes that they did for you and your people, because it was about the kingdom. It was about the needs of your people that they submitted to, and we're thankful. We ask you to continue to bless them and meet every need, God. God, we thank you for the founders of Artist International, Diaz de Leon family, and all that was connected to Artist International. God, we thank you for the men and women of God that bring forth your word faithfully on this call, whichever day they are doing, God. We thank you for the word of God that comes forth mightily and powerfully to meet every need, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prayer warriors and their faithfulness and covering the prayer requests and, Father God, the other things that they have to do. God, we thank you that you're drawing and pulling others out, Father God, that they can pray as well, not only on their own, but on the TMC call. God, we come against the hand of the enemy. We bind him up, God. We veto and cancel every assignment, Father God, from the very pit of hell and reverse it and send it back, Father God, to where it belongs. God, we draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. Now we pray, Father God, for Elder Robin, God, as she brings forth the word of God. Woman of God, I put a demand on the anointing. Let it come with power and might that the manifestation of God's glory would manifest in each and every person on this call, each and every person that we've been praying for, each and every person, God, that will come and hear the word of the Lord. God, we bless and thank you for what you have already done. Now, Holy Spirit, you come and move, saturate this call as never before. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that it's already done, so it is so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister, for commanding the morning and setting forth what thus says the Lord to go forward uninterrupted this morning. We bless God for you. Thank you, woman of God. So, once again, this is the Master's Call, and the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artist International. So if you are an Artist International distributor on the line this morning, then I invite you to visit your back office or call the customer service number to find out truly what is going on in Artist International. Please visit theartist.com/vision2012 to see where Artist is moving to in 2012. The vision has already been written, so now allow your eyes to see and hear what is in store for you for 2012. And if you would like to go and go back to any of our messages here on the Master's Call, I invite you to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send us an email, our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So now it is that time that we have been waiting for, time for the word of the Lord. So I would like to introduce and bring forth the speaker that we hear each and every Friday here on the Master's Call. She is an elder. She hails from New Jersey. She is the prayer general in this time and in this season here on the Master's Call. She is a faithful woman of God. She is also an artist distributor where she's actually taking products out and changing lives all around the world. And I would like to bring her to you at this time, none other than Robin Wilson at this time. My sister Robin, are you there? Minister Robin, are you there this morning?
I'm not seeing her on the board. Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Vanessa. Robin, if your number's not showing up like it sometimes does, if you just star 6, your phone, it'll let you through. Okay, I'm not hearing her. Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear, Dr. Vanessa.
Okay, hold on. Let me just let us take.
You want to take a minute, and I'll keep on talking until you come back.
Right, take a minute, and pull
okay.
it up. Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you guys for your patience. See, you know, things happen here, but we know that God is faithful. And see that faithful, faithful. So I'm just going to go ahead and sing a little bit of that song that says, faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. So that song says, faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful. Faithful, faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. He's faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. He's faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Every day he's faithful, faithful. Faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today. Yes, I'll rejoice today. Yes, I'll rejoice today, for I shall recover it all. So truly we serve a faithful God. We serve a faithful God, and every day our God is faithful. And truly what the devil stole from us, just know that God will restore it to us. So glory be to God, and thank God for the Master's Call. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, thank you. Always appreciate a softness before the word of God comes forth. And I tell you, you are such a blessing. And we know that the word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. And I just believe God that everything will be okay with Minister Robin this morning. But I will go on and minister a word from the Lord. I always have a word in our belly that God stirs us up, because as we spend time in prayer before the Lord, he always ministers to us first before he ministers to others. So I'm going to talk this morning especially this Black Friday. You know, it's funny because one of the few times where blacks is used is in marketing that's positive is money. When you're in the black, it means you're in a positive place. And for some of you shopaholics, I was over to my cousin's house and my sister-in-law. They headed out around 11 o'clock last night as I waved goodbye to them as they went shopping, and I'm sure they, as they always do, have had a great time out there getting the deals. But it's where we get motivated on this faithful favor Friday to get a good deal, to be in a mindset of I'm on a mission. So I'm going to talk about, for those of us who know we're getting prepared to continue with what we have been set to do this weekend, preparing for the remainder of the holiday season, I'm going to talk about you demonstrating when you go out there the love in action. You know, we've been talking about for weeks, I love you, Lord, and I daily seek to please you. And I'm going to talk this morning in specific, November to remember, our agape love in action. November to remember, as we're ending out this month, agape love in action. We've talked about from 1 Corinthians 13 what that love is. Now let's talk about what that love looks like in the marketplace, in your shopping, in the grocery store, in the mall. When so many of you went to church, many of you all are with family this weekend, demonstrating what we say we believe. We're in the home stretch this year, and it's 1 month to go, and we want this morning for this to be November to remember. And I'm going to talk about the three M's to our godly success, the three M's to our demonstrating this agape love, our three M's to the manifestation of the motivation of the message we say that we have when we operate in agape love. Taking you back again to that 1 Corinthians 13 where we broke down what true love is, what biblical love is, which is the agape love, which is defined as self-sacrificing love, a preferring the other. So with our three M's to our godly agape love in action, which will produce the godly success, our first M is we got to have a godly mindset. See, with all we taught, we took over six times to break down that passage and still going to wrap it up on Monday, that we took time to really hone in on all the attributes of what godly love looks like. And I could hear you all sighing in the spirit like, whoo, oh, no, Lord, that's asking a lot. Well, you got a helper. You and I have a paraclete inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit. And of our own will, of our own determination, no, we couldn't be as patient and in kind and long-suffering and not keeping a record of right or wrongs and always protecting, always trusting, always hoping, always persevering. That takes a double-team effort. That takes us coupling up and submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about making it happen for our families, being the minister in the marketplace, being the ambassador for Christ, his kingdom builders, this morning with that agape love in action, we're going to take all that we've learned and get a godly mindset. That first M is a godly mindset. So we have to learn to seek God and get the mind of Christ, get his desires for our agape love, get his system, his strategies for our lives. Every day of my life that I, when I really accepted my call and started really eating and chewing the meat of God, of his word, I quote 1 Corinthians 2:16 over my life. That 16th verse of 1 Corinthians 2 says, "For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." See, I decree over my own self, that I prophesy over your own life every morning, and I speak the mind of Christ. To see, without me speaking the mind of Christ over myself, see, my mind can take a little yellow brick road trip and go through all kind of valleys and peaks and go around all kind of scenic routes that is not the heart of God. So I got to pull Nessa's mind in and say, lay my hands on my own forehead. And say, Lord, I want your mind. Give me the mind of Christ according to your word. And that's a prayer that we all should make when we're going to walk out this agape love. See, to have a godly mindset, it takes daily practicing what God says about you. Often it's not what we feel or what we think. But again, it's only what God says, and we have to choose because it is a choice to daily develop a godly mindset. How? By speaking it, by decreeing it, declaring over our lives only what God says. Because we want this agape love to not just be lip service, but to be a manifested lifestyle, in action, so that the message of Christ goes out loudly. How do we do that? By rehearsing his word, letting all of heaven and all of hell hear what the word says about us. See, in Ephesians 3:20, the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according," here's the key though, "according to the power that work within us." Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. It's easier to demonstrate agape love when I prayed my heart right, when I've decreed and declared over my own mind. And the Bible says in Joshua 1:8, we're used to this scripture also, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate." What does meditate mean? Study therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, you and I have got to do our part, and then we can expect the Holy Ghost to do his. Another familiar scripture, Romans 12:2. See, I want to give you my opinion. I want to give you the word, because it's the word that destroys the yoke, getting our mind right for the manifestation of our agape love. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And, of course, that's Romans 12:2. One of my other main scriptures I quote over myself every day in Job 22, that 22 chapter of Job, verses 27 and 28, because we all have authority as believers. "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." See yourself, hear yourself, believe for yourself with a godly mindset that has only godly success in your future, and that you are awesome, bad to the bone, being the light of Christ, the image of Christ, wherever you go. This morning, a November to remember, agape love in action, our three M's to godly success. That second M in achieving the three M's of godly success, of demonstrating our agape love, is massive action. Your love cannot stay in park, my brothers and my sisters. Your love cannot just stay a mental ascent of words that you say with no action backing it up. Many times we forget that Jesus, he sought his Father in prayer. He got on his knees. He had the early prayer, the communion with God, to get the strategy, to get the plan. But he got off his blessed knees, and he took action. James 2, verse 18, that 18th verse of my favorite book in James chapter 2 says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." The two main ingredients of massive action, the M&Ms, not in your hands, but coming out of your mouth, decreeing to the heavens, so that you put your foot down, the Chevrolet ministry, Chev, and lay your foot one in front of the other, is motivation and momentum. See, massive action will always birth motivation and momentum. Put some energy in your voice. Oh, my gosh, some of us, when we talk, we put ourselves to sleep. Put some excitement in your voice, you know, like you're going to have when you go out do that shopping today, or eat some of those leftovers fixed up with different, you know, some of us are just eating till we can't eat no more, just having a good time. But put some excitement and energy, be positive, because it is absolutely contagious, and it builds the momentum to make it happen. See, in the Bible, we saw Paul operate with massive action, always displaying his great love for Christ, motivating others to serve Christ no matter what. And we read in our Bible still today how it created a momentum that turned the lives of people upside down. Our ultimate example, Jesus Christ, took massive action with everyone he encountered. And that last M this morning for us having our agape love in action is to build a memorial for future generations, remind them where we came from so that we would know where we were going. You know, I've been telling you all over the years, the Lord dropped in my spirit, and I do it as a family tradition. And I think they kind of look forward to it now because the first year they just grumbled. But every Thanksgiving, I have our families join hands as we lead in a word of prayer to bless the food. But I always have a stop and go around the circle and tell what we're thankful for, to tell what we're grateful to God for. Well, of course, after the first year or two, everybody was thankful for the family. So after the fourth person, I'm just thankful for family. I said, this year, guys, I said yesterday morning, tell something specific that God did in our lives and the Weatherspoon family that we're thankful for. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord came in, and we had to pull out tissue because people brought back to remembrance in our family circle. We were so grateful that my mom and dad, again, 88 and 87 years old, were in that circle. And we remembered how many of our family and friends have somebody missing. As we're lifting up Dr. PK for her first Thanksgiving without David. And we're lifting up other loved ones who, this is the one that they may be alone, or just things that we're grateful for. And then we thank God. We had a scare with cancer with my sister-in-law. We were thankful that everything turned out all right. I mean, we got around that circle, and man, the history, the memory of the memorial, that because we've always been a family that's loved Jesus Christ, not perfect, but loved Jesus Christ, we've watched him be faithful, rehearse the past as a people, as a culture, as a country. We're thankful on Thanksgiving because we came to America as settlers. They came to be able to celebrate Christ freely. Man, America looks so different now. But they really came for the freedom to worship God. Now, that let other religions come and worship freely. But the history of America was so that they could leave the dictatorship under England and that church and come here to America to freely worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, that's something to build a memorial over, to build in your home a place where you rehearse the goodness of God this November. It's a November to remember, to put agape love in action, to make sure you're celebrating your Lord and Savior in everything you do, first with a godly mindset, getting your mind right, making sure that your mind lines up with the strategies for Christ. Secondly, in achieving that godly agape love in action, take massive action. Get out of park and go toward purpose. And the third M is build a monument, a memorial for future generations. That's what the Jews have done so well over generations. They say, I will never forget. And it's not just of the Holocaust, but of the history, the legacy, and the lineage. This morning, this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, rehearse the victories that God has given you. Celebrate the many things he's allowed us as a people, as a family, as a master's call family. We're developing a legacy, and we're giving our Lord and Savior, the master, all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful message this morning. A November to remember. Agape love in action. So that's our unconditional love in action. And she gave us 3 points. She said, have a godly mindset, number one. Two, take massive action. And number three, build a memorial for future generations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that message this morning. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we would all walk, not just today, but every day, that we would walk in the agape love of Christ and that we would show that love to others all around the world. And at this time, I would like to ask for Minister Kathy if she would come to the line and close us out in a word of prayer before we go into our next phase. Minister Kathy, are you there?
Okay, she was on the board, and now I do not see her this morning. So I'm going to call Minister Willa, who I see up here at the top. Minister Willa, will you just go on and fill out the call, and then we'll go into our time a prayer request, please.
I sure will. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you, woman of God.
Father God, we come to you this morning giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank and praise you for this word that we had, oh God. We thank and praise you that we know in Jesus' name that we have to do everything that Pastor Vanessa just ministered to us about, that we have to have the massive action, oh God, that we have to have a mindset, a mind that's already set up on you, that we have to set a memorial like the children of Israel did in Jesus' name. Father God, now we just come to you thanking you that that has already become part of us. We lift up Pastor Vanessa, oh God, and her family. Just thank you for the sharing, oh God, how they closed their Thanksgiving Day celebration together. So always remember those things that you have called us to do, those things that you have blessed us with because you have been so faithful. We thank you for pouring her, so just filling her up, oh Lord, for just having a ready word in Jesus' name. Now continue to meet every need that she has. Fill her up, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name with your power, with your continued strength. Father, we lift up each and every person who is on our prayer list, those who are on the current list and those who are that we've been praying for in the past. Father, we continue to lift up Kip in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you that you've already made a way, that you've already run your nail-scarred hand up and down his body. We lift up Jackie, oh God. We lift up Mother Whitaker in Jesus' name. Father, you know what you need to do in every situation. Where there's a financial need, Lord, meet it because you said you provide for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, oh God, that you told us that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, oh God, that you are the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Now we thank and praise you for this Master Call family, for everyone who is on the call right now, a special blessing. Father, for everyone who would have been on the call this morning but couldn't make it, we just thank and praise you for their faithfulness and that you just order each and everybody's footsteps today. Be that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And don't let us get into any kind of financial debt because of the celebration that's going on that the world says we must do, and that is to take part of Black Friday. We don't have to do that, Lord. Father, but let us remember the real reason for the season that we are about to celebrate. The real reason, and it's not even about the dollar, but it's about the love, because we can do things without even spending any money just to show love to one another. So let us be forever mindful not to get caught up in the busyness of the spending and the dollar, but to get caught up in sharing Christ with someone this season. We pray and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for filling the call and closing us out in a word of prayer. To you, Minister Kathy, thank you for greeting us. And to you, Minister Amber, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, we thank you for your faithfulness and for always being able to step in. And to Robin and to Kathy, we hope that you guys have connected back to us, and we know that all is well with you. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you and thank God for your faithfulness and dialing into this call. And if you are leaving the line right now, I pray that you would just show that agape love as you go out today, as you accept, obey the will of God in your lives, as you are that light in a time of darkness, and you are that believer of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Enjoy your family and your friends, and we'll hear you on the call on Monday. And for those of you who are staying, we would go ahead and open the lines right now for praise reports. We'll go ahead and take praise reports first, and then we'll open the line for prayer requests at this time.
Amen. Thank you so much. We're going to start with 813-504, I think that's South Carolina. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Joni from Tampa.
Good morning. Welcome.
I just want to thank you for the Master Morning Call. You guys have been beautiful and lovely. And what I want to say is I love the Lord and I daily seek to please him. I just want to thank you. It's been a blessing to me.
Well, that makes it all worth it, woman of God, when we get these kind of calls and people just being blessed day after day. We so appreciate you. Did you have a praise report or just a prayer
request? I just
want to
thank you. That is
Amen. Well, thank you, woman of God. We love you and we appreciate you. And you enjoy your family for the rest of the holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Amen. All righty. That was the only one we had in queue. Was it anyone else who wanted to come in?
Go ahead and press star 6 on your line, and that will put you into the queue so that you could speak and give us your praise reports. Or if you don't have praise reports and you have a prayer request, we'll take either or at this time.
All right, Miss Jackie from Indiana, 317-291, you're up.
Good morning. Good morning, Master Call family. Mm-hmm. I just want to give praise and honor to God and thank him for this call. I want to thank you for what you do. I can't thank you enough. And I just want to praise God this morning because I've been requesting prayer for my daughter. My daughter is going through some things, and she really needs, you know, the Lord to just touch her mind. And he's starting to work with her. She's even agreed to start listening to this master's call. She stepped out on faith. She resigned her position. She put in her resignation on Wednesday, and she's stepping out on God that she can work in the field in which she wants to work in, and she's trusting and believing in God that the doors will be open. And to us Master's Call family, we know that that's just what God wants us to do, but to my daughter, that is a major step for her. And I thank God that he's working with her now and working with her mind, and now that she's starting to seek his word. So I really thank God for that. And at this time as well, I would like for you to keep my grandson in prayer. His name is Caleb Andrews. He was just diagnosed with a hernia, and they are going to have to do surgery on it. So please pray for Caleb that all is well. You and I know that God can change that around. I know without a shadow of a doubt God can change that around, and the surgeons won't even have to put a knife on him. But you guys keep him uplifted in prayer and keep my daughter in prayer that she keeps.
What was her first name again, Jackie?
Her name is Teresa.
Teresa.
It's actually La Teresa, but she goes by Teresa.
Okay. Okay. All righty. And we love and appreciate you so much. You've been such a faithful listener to our call and faithful artist distributor, and we just continue to lift you up in prayer. Thank you for those kind words and for your prayer requests. We're going to move on to 773. I think it's the Chicago area, 773-731. 773-731, you're up.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Wanda. I thank God, hallelujah, for you, Dr. Vanessa. Those three M's, my testimony is for the last M, the memorial that we are to leave for our grandchildren, the generation coming up. And I want to say my grandson yesterday, while we were at church, he's 6 years old, and my pastor was passing out oil, but he never give them to children, just the parents. And so he gave a bottle of oil for me, for my grandson, because he said that he believed that my grandson know what it means, you know. He is conscientious of it, and he told me before I give him the bottle to explain to him about the oil. And he didn't know that I anoint my grandson. Every time he's over here, I will anoint him.
Wow.
And he know what it is for. He'll get the oil and he'll put it on him. And if I forget to put him on, and he say, Grandma, you didn't put the oil on me. Where's the oil? And hallelujah, I tell you, I just thank and praise God because I am investing in my grandson as well as my granddaughter. You know, so I just thank God for you. I enjoyed the word on today. God always bless me. I thank the prayers, the intercessors. I just thank God for the master's call. And my prayer is for Makai, my grandson Ringer, that he will just, God would just use him mightily, you know, and that he will be a blessing to his generation. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Rhonda. You said your grandson's first name was what now?
Mekhi, M-E-K-H-I. Mekhi Ringer.
What does that mean? Does Mekhi mean something?
You know, I didn't want my daughter to name him Mekhi, but I don't know. I forgot what it means.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very different, but it's very pretty. All right. Well, we will definitely lift him up. And, again, thank you. Again, when you all are so blessed by the call, that is what blesses us. And we just continue to solicit your prayers, and we will definitely consider it an honor to pray for your grandson. Next, we're going to Houston, Texas, to 832-425. 832-425, you're up.
Good morning, good morning. This is Kenneth and Sharon again. And bless the Lord.
Good morning.
We thank you for that faithfulness, our God, amen. I harmonized with you as much as I could at 7 in the morning. But we just wanted to give a praise report about our pastor. He is doing much better, and he has come home from the hospital, Pastor Patrick Caballero. And we wanted to just thank you guys for praying, and you prayer warriors are awesome. And so we just wanted to say thank you to you guys this morning. You guys have a blessed day.
Amen. You too, and thank you. I was looking at that and praying for him, just believing God, and I kept hearing the Spirit of the Lord say that he still has a great work to do, and just speak over his life. He is your miracle in the making. God is going to just miraculously touch his body, and it will be a testimony to many that when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up even a greater standard. So, thank you, Sister Sharon. And, again, we consider it an honor to pray, especially for a pastor who is in the trenches on the front line day in and day out for his flock. So we will continue to lift him up in prayer and continue to expect the positive praise reports that you will bring to us, how God is hearing but utmost answering our prayers. All righty, that's everybody so far in the queue. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we want to continue to keep Kip lifted up in prayer as well, for God to continue to heal his body and to remove all infections and inflammation from his body, that, you know, his body truly will be healed. And for Minister Robin, in her absence, if we would just give, you know, pray that God would comfort her during this time in this time and in this season. And then I also asked Minister Amber if she would close out the prayer request this morning and pray over the
request. Okay. So we have, we all know Kip's, Minister Robin's brother, Kip, had a complete bone marrow transplant. And we've just been praying for his total healing. And she has been at his side, just back and forth, from New Jersey into New York to be there with him. And he got an infection. And so infection is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we're going to lift her up and pray for her strength. And we definitely want her to feel the prayers of our TMC family as we lift her up as she is there with her brother and her family in this season. And I just see Minister Willa has popped into queue. Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Vanessa and TMC family, we have Macy on the phone, and she just wants to say something.
Amen.
Oh, sure. This is your granddaughter, right, Miss Macy?
This is my daughter.
Her
the one
daughter.
Daughter. She said, oh, no, daughter. I'm sorry. I get the crew confused sometimes, the Peterson crew. Well, good morning, Miss Macy. Welcome to the call.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your prayers and support.
Oh, it's an honor. We're glad you made it there safely. Mama's been so excited for you, and you were in D.C., is that correct?
That is.
Yeah, okay, my Ginkgo biloba is working, my memory charge. All right, well, we definitely will continue to pray for you. I'm so glad you made it there safely, and we're just speaking the blessings of the Lord into you in great success in all you put your hands to, and especially if the enemy will not touch your body anymore, the blood hedge of protection around you. But thank you so much for coming to the line to say thank you. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Did you have any other prayer requests or praise reports this morning? I think she's gone. All right. All right. Oh, well, we are so glad to hear from Miss Macy. We've prayed for her several times and have watched God just move each and every time. We're going to head on out to Missouri to 816-673. 816-673. Floor is yours. Hello, 816-673. We've unmuted the line.
Can
you hit star six?
Yes, we
can. Now we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Talk to us a little louder and we can hear you. Or is that you?
No, I heard a voice, but it went away. So I'm not. Can you speak again?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's kind of faint. Yes, go ahead.
This is Evangelist Quinn out of Chicago, Illinois.
You're coming in on an 816-673 number. Do not know why, but okay. Welcome, Evangelist. Evangelist, welcome to the line.
God bless you all this awesome Thanksgiving weekend and fabulous Friday. And the Lord, I want to just thank God for each of you in this call. I'm just excited in my spirit, even on this morning. On yesterday, you know, we found out this morning, though, that our ex-mayor, 22 years, lost his wife. I want you all to pray for the Daly family. Maggie Daly was instrumental in so many youth and community work in the city of Chicago. And I was just looking at the mayor's picture with me and one of my cohorts. She succumbed yesterday to breast cancer, a 9-year battle. And I was thinking about how good it was to me on last week at the conference. I think I texted or emailed Dr. Vanessa that I went to a Woman of Warfare, one of the apostolic ministries that I'm a part of through our ministry for our First Lady. And during that time, some of the network pastors had heard my testimony, and a woman was fighting breast cancer and diseases to your fork, and God opened up the door for not only the artist supplements and just nutritional health. But I thought about this on this morning, and I'm asking you all to pray that awareness on another level as God gives it to me. As we pray for the Daly family, the doors that God opened up for me to minister on other calls and go into places to impact our people for help. That even during this season, as I heard Dr. Vanessa minister, the spirit of gluttony that's on our people, that God would just do something in this hour to let them come back. My prayer is that we will come back to nutritional health, and we would see the manifestation of a renewed mind of that message. And I just want to thank God, as she was saying, the miracles that were around our table yesterday for my family and my son calling in. My God is blessing him in the Atlanta area. I'm just thankful this morning. And my prayer is for those this morning who need a touch from God in that area. Because there is a better way. God has given us some things. We have to just open up our spirit to the manifestation of those hymns. And I'm going to text you the young man's name. There's a young gentleman in my church with that same name, and I'm going to send you the meaning of that. It will bless your life. But I just when I heard his name, we have a young man in our ministry, a powerful minister of God, and you know that I was thinking about you ministering the three M's, and his name was prophetic, as you mentioned the M. He was, and I'm going to pray for him, a special anointing come up on his life, because that was there is a word for that young man, but I'm going to send it to you, Dr. Vanessa, and you can forward
it on to Sister Rhonda.
Absolutely. My heart is just filled this morning. Many, many things, as you know, are happening, and I'm just asking for God's continued strategy, as I heard you minister words this morning. It's brought a soothing to my soul that is just so real in this hour as we go out of these last few months. The power of this call, I'm going to wrap it up, but I told my ex-sister-in-law in Texas, because my husband died in 2000, about this call, and she said she's going to get so many in Beaumont and down in Jasper on this call. She was just so excited. I don't know if she's on this morning. But God is going to do something in 2012 with this call. I'm just thanking God for each of you and the format and the stand that you've taken for the gospel. I just want to bless you and pray for a blessed November to remember as we're going out of it. It's truly been an impactful 2011, and I know God is going to do great and mighty things that we know not in the next 42 days and the years to come. So I'm excited this morning to just have this opportunity to speak to you, and I love you all, and a blessed, blessed continued manifestation of that word today in your life. And continue to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray as God totally brings a manifestation of healing in my life in an ultimate way.
Amen.
Thank you, and I love you, and have an awesome weekend, everybody.
Amen. Well, that was our very own evangelist, Baby. We love and cherish you, and definitely will lift up the Daly family with the homegoing of the ex-mayor's wife, Maggie Daly, and pray. I love her prayer request for the awareness for a higher level of opportunities to share the artist's products with others. Well, we're going to go on and end our call and seal all these prayer requests with a word of prayer. And as I was instructed by Minister Tiffany, I'm going to ask our anointed intercessor, our power pad of a prayer warrior, Minister Amber, don't click anything. I've already unmuted you, okay? So you can come on the line and please close us out with a word of prayer. Thank you, dear. Minister Amber, her line is clear. Hopefully she didn't remute herself. Okay, Minister Amber, your line is unmuted. Are you there? Okay, Minister Tiffany, she is not responding. So I'm going to go on and close this out with our prayer request for
Dr.
This
Vanessa.
There she
Hello?
Is. Yeah,
okay.
We can hear you there.
I'm up here just saying hello, Dr. Vanessa, because I didn't touch anything, but I forgot I mute my regular phone, too.
Ooh, help us, Jesus.
Amen. You know, my boys are here, and they up, and we're about to get ready for a basketball game. So, you know, I try to make sure, you know, nothing is said anyway. Well, we're going to go to the throne. Amen. Thanking God for his manifestations and his power that has already taken place, because as I always share with people, when Jesus died on the cross for our sin, he said it was finished. That's what it meant. Everything is finished. So as it is in heaven, it shall be in earth. And according to John 14:13-14, it said, and whatever you ask in my name, That's Jesus' name. That I would do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So, God, we just thank you, Father God, again for another day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. And, God, we come together, God, because there's so much power on this phone, touching and agreeing, God, according to your word. And, Father God, we know that it's already finished. So, God, we're touching and agreeing for Jackie and her daughter, Teresa. God, you are mind regulator. And, God, I thank you that the mind of Christ shall be in Teresa, God, and every endeavor that she has, even before the foundation of the world. You are lining it up for Teresa. And so, God, even as she's stepping out on faith, Father God, for this new work endeavor, God, I decree and declare that it will prosper. And, Father God, as never before, you will download to her the strategy and plan by the Holy Ghost, that you will show her the purpose and plan that she needs to do. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. She gets into your word, God. You will renew her mind according to your word in Teresa's life. God, I thank you for her grandson, Caleb. God, he has a purpose. God, even as you have Caleb, Father God, in the book of Joshua, God, I thank you for that prophetic name over that young boy. God, hernia is a name. And God, every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. So hernia over Caleb, you got to go. And I come against any generational curse. I curse it at the very root, and you dry up this very moment in Caleb, because he shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He will not leave here before his time. He has a purpose. He has an assignment and a plan, and he shall fulfill it for the kingdom of God. God, I thank you for Wanda and Makai. God, I thank you that you deal with that young man even as a child, God. I thank you for the anointing, God. You said even raising up a child, God, a child shall lead them. So Makai, in the name of Jesus, as he continues to show him and download him in dreams and vision, let the prophetic anointing that's on that young man's life go forth mightily. God, as you continue to bless him and bless Wanda, God, you will show her how to, Father God, even as Samuel, young Samuel, God, as he instructed, his mother instructed and dedicated it to you. Micaiah is dedicated to you, Father. And I thank you, Father God, that the things that he will show will a profound man because of the things that you have already done in his life. You will cover him, and the devil would not take a hold to him in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for Pastor Patrick and what you have done for him. He shall not, Father God, leave here before his assignment is up in the name of Jesus. We speak strength, Father God, purpose, and God, everything that he needs in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for blessing him. God, we've been praying and interceding for Kip. He will not leave here before his time. Kip, you shall not die and live. And if you want to live, I speak to your will to draw up and draw nigh to God. And God, we curse every infection, every inflammatory. It got to dry up by the blood of Jesus, because it is a name. And God, I pray for Robin and her strength in the name of Jesus. Supernatural strength upon you, woman of God, as never before. Surge her, God, as never before. Strengthen her as never before, Father God. The joy of the Lord shall be her strength. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you for Macy and that testimony. God, continue to bless her, rain down upon her, use her, prosper her, God, in her endeavor in D.C. Let the favor of God be ever so upon her as never before. God, even this morning when I was praying for the Daily family, according to Minister Gwen was saying, God, God, the woman of God that was here, done a lot for the people, God. So I pray for Mayor Daly, God, because he did a lot for this city as well, that you comfort him. Father God, she was his lifeline. So comfort that family, God. God, we know, Lord Jesus, for mourning, you should turn it into comfort, God. But God, there's a process that they have to go through. So comfort him and the family in your bosoms, Lord. Father God, in the night hour, God, minister to him, Holy Spirit, as never before. Father God, we pray for another awareness of health and nutrition, Father God, for each and every one of us, whether we're doing artists or not, whatever nutritional products, Father God, and health and wellness, God. God, we ask that you raise that level up as never before. Now, God, we thank you. This is about your kingdom. We thank you for the word of God that went forth in the woman of God. I speak supernatural strength upon her, God, as never before. God, that you would continue to download whatever you have for the people of God as never before. God, meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus and Dr. Vanessa Live. Each and every person on this phone, Father God, and TMC call, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now bind the hand of the enemy. Devil, you know that you have no weapon that is going to form, that is going to prosper. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the keys, Father God, to bind and loose. So I bind him up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, I thank you for loosing, Father God, your anointing, your power, your manifestation. And God, you will ever get the glory. I thank you for the angels that are camped around about us and your blood covering that seals each and every one of us and these prayers, because it shall manifest in this earth realm as never before, because we prayed according to your word. And God, we have faith in your word, and that's what moves you. God, we bless you, we thank you, and we glorify you in Jesus' holy name by the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and it is so.
Amen.
Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen.
Evangelist Tiffany.
thank you, my sister. And the anointed one, Minister Amber, thank you for filling out all the praise reports and prayer requests on this Friday. To you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for always, as you always do, holding it down, for working the board and for bringing that on-time message this morning, which we'll meditate in our hearts and our minds as we go through this weekend with our family and our friends. And to each of you prayer intercessors on the Master's Call, I thank God for you. I thank God that you all are a part of my life in this time and in this season, and that I find strength and comfort in each of you women of God. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we would not be able to do this without you. So know that we greatly love you and appreciate each one of you, your prayers, your testimonies, and just your calling in and being a support to this line every day. To you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, we love you and we pray, and we know that God is doing a new thing in your life and that he is restoring new strength to you so that truly you will come out as pure gold. So to each of you, we bless God for each of you, and we pray that as you continue your weekend, that you would continue it in the light of the Lord, and that the agape love will show to each and every one that you come and meet this weekend. So God bless you, and we'll hear you on the call on Monday. Goodbye for now. We love you with the love of the Lord. Goodbye.